One of my themes for the podcast this past summer was we don't know, or the market doesn't really know, how good a player can be until they get there. That's usually the case. You don't usually see, let's say, a running back who's never been in the top 10 suddenly get ranked number two. Even if the stars look to be aligned, it just generally doesn't work that way. Quarterbacks, a good example, you don't usually see someone who's never been in the top five ranked anywhere close to the top five. It just usually doesn't work that way. Maybe they're ranked ninth or something like that. There's a stepping stone process because there's other guys who seem more reliable as top five because they've been there or they've gotten really close to it. And so it's easier for the market to entertain the idea that, yes, this player can be a top, they're safe top five or top five adjacent. Caleb Williams fits into that. Going into this season, he was the QB 15. I did a podcast episode over the summer in response to news reports that the Bears offense was not in sync in training camp. There were problems. I loved that news story because it allowed Caleb Williams' value to stay pretty low, which is where I wanted it. I liked Caleb Williams' rebound, you know, basically pushing up a little bit, taking another step forward as an NFL player and as a fantasy quarterback. The theme of the podcast episode I did over the summer in response to that was that Caleb Williams is this year's Jared Goff. Jared Goff had the offensive coordinator Ben Johnson last year. In previous years, that Lions offense has looked terrific up through last year. Ben Johnson then goes to Chicago, goes from coaching former number one overall pick Jared Goff to former number one overall pick Caleb Williams. And the thought was, oh, can Ben Johnson and the entire coaching staff and the personnel, the players, all coalesce around this, you know, the Bears being this great offensive force? They have all the tools on paper to be great. The question was, could Ben Johnson, the coaching staff, and the players work together to figure out how to get the most out of that team, out of that offense? Caleb Williams, ADP, overall 119, QB 15. Last year, Jared Goff was the QB 6. This year, Caleb Williams right now is the QB 6. This is in scoring. Caleb Williams is this year's Jared Goff. These are the ingredients of finding a bargain. Now, I can't take credit for saying that, you know, I thought Caleb Williams was going to be the QB 6. Had no idea he was going to be that good. Thought he would be a slight bargain at his ADP. That's all I cared about. If you get down to that point in the draft where you're around early on getting him, it's worth getting him. That was the basic premise. Now the question becomes, going into next season, is anyone going to rank Caleb Williams in the top three? If he finishes this year as the QB 6, who would have the guts to put him in the top three? Presumably, Josh Allen is going to be number one. Presumably, Drake May is going to be two, three, or four, because unlike Caleb Williams, Drake May has been there. Drake May will finish this season basically top two, top three in among fantasy quarterbacks. And then maybe you might see some surprise, you know, quote-unquote surprise. Maybe A.J. Brown stays in Philadelphia and Jalen Hurts gets pushed up. Maybe Patrick Mahomes is healthy and everyone's back, and maybe people remember that he was the overall QB1 the first half of the season. Maybe, maybe, maybe. But it seems to me, or one more maybe, is Trevor Lawrence, who was one of my biggest QB bargains this summer. He had a QB 20 ADP. I had him at 11. And he's now fourth overall. He could easily be the QB 3 in terms of ADP next year. But Caleb Williams, there's this opening. Dak Prescott is a little bit old. You know, he's definitely older, but he's about 8 years, 9 years older. And maybe we've seen the best of Prescott at this point. Maybe not, but I don't know that Dak Prescott's ADP is going to be QB3. I don't think Jalen Hurts, ADP, even if J.J. Brown stays, is going to be QB3. I think Mahomes' injury will concern some people, even if it shouldn't. The market probably will look at that and say, he kind of struggled against tougher competition, then he got hurt. And then you start looking at other guys, Justin Herbert. It's hard to imagine him bouncing back that much. Maybe Joe Burrow, but he has an injury history, so are people going to trust him as the QB3? I don't think so. I think that's asking a lot. And then there's Lamar Jackson, hot and cold injury, is to blame by most reports. At the same time, I don't know that Lamar Jackson is going to wedge into that QB3 spot. There is an opening for Caleb Williams to do something that's pretty rare in fantasy, which is take that big next step forward to the elite level, even though he's never been elite. And I'm saying that from ADP, not in terms of actual performance. Plenty of quarterbacks have gone from middling to exceptional from one year to another. Matthew Stafford is Exhibit A. Drake May is Exhibit B. Trevor Lawrence, three of the top four have gone from middling to amazing from one year to the next. The question becomes, does the market buy into somebody doing that? And that is a hard thing to ask. Caleb Williams has made a big jump to QB6. That next jump to QB3 or QB2, but let's call it QB3 for now, is a pretty big jump, even though it's three spots, because he would be leapfrogging established elite quarterbacks. So going into next May, 4 months away, roughly, we're going to start seeing ADPs. And it's going to be very interesting to see where Caleb Williams falls. There's a case to be made that the market will say will be all in on Caleb Williams, especially if the Bears do well in the postseason and the aura of Caleb Williams becomes something that people feel that oh my gosh, look what he did in the playoffs. That can carry over into the regular season. Like he led this, he carried this team on his back. That can change things in terms of ADP. Or he could flop in the first round of the playoffs and, throw one touchdown and three interceptions. And that could knock his ADP down going because that's the last thing that people remember. He is going to be, to me, one of the most interesting quarterbacks to watch for in terms of ADP. His ADP could be as low as 8 or 9, and it could be as high as 3, in my opinion. If it is below 6, it's an easy buy-in opportunity to me. You've got a guy who's a former number 1 overall pick. He can run with the ball. He keeps his interceptions pretty low. He's been a pretty smart player in terms of that offense, in terms of and his sacks, I believe this year, went down. He's only been sacked about 24 times. He can take the next step forward. And the fact that he's the QB6, despite the fact that, DJ Moore is not the DJ Moore that most people remember, and the fact that Romo Dunze has missed 4 games, and Luther Burden, his rookie, missed a couple games, it's still pretty impressive that he was able to have 14 of 16 games in double-digit fantasy points, several of them 20s and above, from about 20 to and up. That's pretty good for someone with that personnel, but the injuries that his personnel faced, there's a good case to be made that next year the injury story might be a little bit better, that he won't lose Odunze for 4, that he won't lose Burden for 2. And that it's possible DJ Moore could be a little bit better than he's been. Maybe that's a far-fetched. We'll see. Maybe this is what Moore is going to be for the rest of his career. It's kind of a 60 catch, 800 yard guy as a ceiling. But this is what I've been talking about now for a year and a half, which is that Caleb Williams is the rare number 1 overall pick who inherits a strong offensive team. That generally doesn't happen because teams with number 1 overall picks usually don't have well-developed offenses. The quarterback comes in, takes his licks for a year or two while the team is building out their offense. And then by year 3, if they're still the starter, they start to have the guys in place to thrive. Caleb Williams has done did pretty well as a rookie, in part because he had incredible surrounding talent that helped him develop. And then that talent got even better, arguably, when you lose Keenan Allen, but you bring in Luther Burden, and you draft Colson Loveland, that's a net positive. And then, by the way, great backup in Kyle Monange at running back, something they didn't have last year with Rashawn Johnson, is a big deal. So there are all the ingredients here for Caleb Williams to take another step forward. His ADP might reflect that, and if it does, we shouldn't be shocked by it. But if it doesn't, I see a buy-in opportunity. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. Email me anytime. We'll see you tomorrow.